This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. The average Social Security check right now is right around $1,500, not exactly enough to live on for most people. So what can you do to increase that amount when you retire, short of getting a job that pays a really high salary while you're still working? Well, there is one thing. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell is here with more on that. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So that one thing is?
Delay filing for Social Security. So Social Security is the financial foundation of retirement in the U.S., and the earliest you can file for retirement benefits is age 62. The latest, age 70, and you're rewarded for each year that you wait. So the benefit is about 75, 76% higher if you file at age 70 compared to age 62.
But Chris, I hesitate to ask this. How many people actually are waiting to file until they're 70?
It's a very small percentage. The most popular age for filing is age 62. According to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, 34% of women, 31% of men who claimed retired worker benefits in 2019 were 62 years old. That said, the longer-term trend has been toward people filing a little bit later, but still, 62, most popular age.
And do we have any idea why most people are filing sooner rather than later?
Well, the answer that I always get when I mention filing later is people say, look, I paid into the system all these years. What if I die early? I want to at least get some of this benefit. But here's the thing. You know, Social Security pays an inflation-adjusted benefit for life. You can outlive your savings, but you can't outlive Social Security. And this is particularly important for women who tend to live longer on average, but they also tend, on average, to earn less during their careers. So these higher returns to waiting is why more and more experts are saying, look, earn a part-time income so that you can delay filing for Social Security in retirement, or draw on your retirement savings first. The gains to waiting are that good.
Claiming early, though, is the right choice for some people?
Absolutely. And this is really important. Look, the ability to file early is part of this social safety net. So a big reason to file early? Bad health. People may have to quit their job because they have to take care of their aging parents. So the core of this when to claim is not, you know, this is the right year to do it. It's about how do you frame the discussion so that people can make a smart choice.
But you know, Chris, there is one other complication here. We've heard over and over again that Social Security doesn't even have enough money, right? The trust funds are projected to be depleted by 2034. So wouldn't it be reasonable to take what you can now because it may not be there later?
You know, when you look at, say, Pew Research polling over the years, a majority of people, whether they're Republican or Democrat, they like Social Security. And the funding deficit, it's really easy to fix in economic terms. For example, just raise the payroll tax. The politics, and just what I just said, the politics are difficult. My guess, and this is the best judgment of a lot of Social Security experts, considering how critical Social Security is to financial security in old age, Congress will restore the system's financial health, probably at the last moment.
Well, I guess we'll find out fairly soon. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.